today's Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight being brought to you by Chimney Mechanics.
Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to save you money on energy. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Well, hello there. Happy holidays. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. I'm Bill Schultz, and again, we will join you for about a half hour here and talk about some things that maybe you should know, some things that might be a reminder, and other things that may surprise you about what you're going to find out about saving some money and also saving some energy and looking at these next few months where we got some cold weather obviously coming in and how you can do it the right way with your home and make sure you're safe. And that's one of the reasons why we have our next guest here today from Chimney Mechanics, Jasper Drangler, with us. Jasper, always good seeing you. How you doing?
Excellent.
You have been busy, my man.
We have been swamped. You know, the delay of the cold weather this year is really giving us a chance to get ahead of our schedule and get a lot of stuff done we normally can't do this time of year.
Yeah, you know, and I can attest to that because I'm usually one of the first, as soon as fall hits, I'm ordering my wood for the fire. And I wasn't even thinking about it when the fall weather was hitting. And it, apparently no one else was, because when I called my guy, I said, "Do you still have wood left? I'm sorry." And he goes, "Oh yeah, we've got plenty of wood left." And sometimes at that time of the year, he doesn't.
Well, so, we're gonna have to get you trained so you're ordering your wood in the spring.
I know.
You know, you gotta get on top of that.
No, it always sneaks up on me. Well, the other thing about, you know, getting people late, I think, and maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong, last year was not the coldest of winters. So maybe people did not use their fireplaces as much as they should, and they said, okay, can we wait another year?
Well, that's true. A lot of people make that assumption that because we had a very mild winter that there's no reason to have their yearly service done. But it's amazing. When you burn a stove or a fireplace on low heat, it produces more creosote and buildup than burning it hot all winter long.
Explain that, because you said that before. What happens there?
Well, so we're sitting in your living room, we're having a beautiful fire, and it's just not that cold. So we're going to cut off the air supply a little bit to the fire to cool it off. And what that does is that creates a more of a smoldering fire where we're not getting complete combustion. And creosote is a byproduct of incomplete combustion. So the dark, black, slimy creosote that we find in the chimney is usually a sign of not burning hot or burning too wet of wood. If we find nice, flat, black, dull fly ash, then we know you've been operating your system at a reasonable temperature. So just because we had a mild winter doesn't necessarily mean that your chimney is any safer.
Okay, so the black, crumply stuff that might decay off of your walls is not good.
Yeah, that's the type that we find in your house normally,
right.
And that's a sign of you're not getting your wood soon enough.
That's why I brought it up, see, because I knew you would say that. But, you know, I do try to. And, you know, and sometimes they say it's dry, and it's not. It's just really not that dry wood.
It's amazing. I've gone out to at least a half a dozen houses this fall already where people are saying there's something wrong with their unit, and I pull out my handy-dandy moisture meter, I stick their dry wood, and I tell them, you shouldn't be burning this for at least another year.
Wow. Okay. You know, the other thing about as the seasons go and the longer of the season, you always get some surprises sometimes in your chimney with critters coming through. They seem to find the chimney quite homey.
Yeah, I think I found more chimney swifts this year than ever before. You know, we always find them. They build their little nest. They attach them to the side of the chimney. And, you know, by law, we can't disturb them until they're done hatching and moving on for the year. But those nests are extremely flammable.
Hmm.
And you don't necessarily know that they've even been there. You know, it's amazing how many times I tell customers, hey, look at this picture of these birds in your chimney. And they never heard them. They never knew they were there. But they left this huge flammable mass inside their chimney.
This is always a good time to talk about the caps that you have, because I'll tell you, when I bought that cap from you, it really was the best investment I ever made for my chimney, for one, peace of mind, but also just to know that you're sealed out and the cold air can't get in. Explain how that all works.
Well, the top ceiling damper system that we installed in your house is amazing because when it's closed, you're not losing all that hot air up your masonry chimney that you would normally have with your old cast iron clunky damper. So not only are we going to save you a ton of energy, not letting all that heat go up the chimney all winter long when you're not using a fireplace, but we're going to keep the spiders out, we're going to keep the bugs out, mm-hmm. we're going to keep the rain out, and it's just much better for your home.
Yeah. Jasper Drangler with us from Chimney Mechanics, and the number to reach is 920-471-5223, 471-5223. And you said you actually have crews that are available within the next couple of week window here.
It's absolutely amazing. I think it's because, you know, I heard this is the latest snowfall that we've had since 1999.
Really?
It's not even that cold out, so the phone hasn't been ringing as crazy. The other thing is we invested a ton, and we added a number of extra crews and certified technicians to our staff. So we could actually get you done before Christmas at this point, which most years I can't see it this time of year.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. When you do, and again, I use this from personal experience, when you go up on the roof, what are some of the things that you find? Because that's another thing about chimneys. I don't think people realize that you take the chimney for granted, and you don't realize, I mean, it's being inundated with rain, heat, all these things all year long, hail, all that. And the chimney actually can get damaged, and you've showed me some of these things that happened. Talk about
absolutely.
That.
Well, the regular rainwater running off of a masonry chimney is going to slowly erode your crown, which is the concrete on the top of the chimney, the mortar joints in between the bricks or stone, and the constant change of weather in Wisconsin. The brick structure of your chimney moves, it expands and contracts separately from the wood structure around it. So that constant moving puts stress on your flashing, it puts stress on mortar joints, and it's like anything. You know, you have your car checked over before you drive it in winter. You need to have your chimney checked over before you use it in winter.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at that kind of stuff, I mean, from the eye down below, you, for the most part, you can't even see it.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. You need to get up close and personal to it and take a look at it. We need to check the condition of the lining inside of your chimney, make sure nothing's shifted, cracked, or corroding. And a lot of times while we're up there looking at your fireplace flue, have my guys take a look at your furnace or your water heater chimney. A lot of times people don't even think of those. They just take it for granted that it's been working great for so many years. There's no reason to look at it now. And the water vapor that's given off by today's high-efficiency appliances is extremely corrosive to the masonry chimney. And will actually eat away at those clay tiles faster than your old lower efficiency appliance.
Before I forget, I want to talk a little bit about gas fireplaces, because a lot of people think you put that in and it's done, doesn't need maintenance, it's always good. But I know from talking to you before, there are issues that can happen.
Absolutely. For instance, bees, wasp's nests, I've been pulling tons of those out of exhaust vents for gas fireplaces. And, you know, I always hear people, the commentary about turning off their pilot light to save gas in the summertime. It's amazing how that very first cold day we had, how many gas fireplaces I had to go out and check out because they didn't keep their pilot light burning all summer, and dust and bugs and spiders have gotten into orifices and plugged them up. So the gas fireplaces, the natural draft, and the direct vent units need some maintenance from time to time. Truth is, a lot of the new stuff on the market is very reliable and doesn't always need as much maintenance as some of the older units, but it's still best for peace of mind to have it checked out once a while.
And we talk a lot about the service work that you do, but I want to talk a little bit about all the different areas that you also do, because you sell that stuff. You actually build fireplaces. Talk about some of the work that you do.
I like telling people when we're at their home, if you can dream it, we can build it. Mm-hmm. If it's a wood fireplace, a gas fireplace, high efficiency, or, you know, this last week I just built a fireplace that is, the efficiency is horrible. They just want a big, beautiful fireplace in their living room. So, well, we can tackle a fireplace of any size, any kind. I tell people all the time, if you see something you really like, take a photo, and we'll build it for you. I've installed a couple fireplaces in the last few weeks that actually have heat ducts coming off of them. They're wood-burning fireplaces that have their own HVAC system and will spread the heat throughout the entire house while the homeowner's burning the fireplace.
Wow. You posted something on Facebook the other day about somebody who... it was something like
you took some of their old things that they had and worked it around the fireplace or something. I can't remember now.
I have this really sweet couple who came to me, and their fireplace wasn't safe to use. One of my technicians went out there, did an inspection, and said, just, you can't use this. It's not installed right. It's not safe. Well, they stopped down on the office with me, and they said, here's the deal. We have this budget. We just want to have a safe fireplace. And luckily, with their new fireplace, we were able to reuse the hearth stones from their old one. We had a pile of leftover stones that were mix-matched, two different complete lots. But we mixed them together, and they liked the look of the stone. I built in some shelves into the fireplace.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
We had saved from a project from years ago. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's happy I finally made some space and got them out of the shop. I had some old LED lights from another project I had finished a few years ago. They happened to fit, and when it all came together, I was able to give them something that was safe, beautiful,
it was
on
beautiful.
Budget, and a day early on the install.
Wow. It was beautiful. So it just kind of mixed and matched and made it happen.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. The number, 920-471-5223, 471-5223. Jasper Drangler with us from Chimney Mechanics. We're going to take a break. I want to talk about conversions, because, you know, people, when you get up in age, maybe you don't want to do the wood anymore, and converting that into a gas fireplace, and maybe some other things that, as Jasper said, you dream it, you can do it with him. Chimney Mechanic here, Jasper Drangler with us on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight.
This already? Car dealers trying to grab your tax money already. Your tax money should be for what you want to do with it, not paying more to put money down on a car. Grand Chute Auto doesn't play that game. Here's Craig Abler.
Well, it's barely cold out, and already the car dealers are talking about taking your tax return. Come in, they'll do your taxes or whatever. I don't know why. I just don't get it. At Grand Chute Auto, we have our autograph and drive program. The nice thing about that is on select models, you can just sign your name and drive off of the car. We don't have to do your tax return. You don't have to think about your taxes or anything like that. There's just no reason for that. I do everything I can to make this laid back for everybody. We understand how life works this time of year. If you can come in with a recent check stub and your driver's license and give me 10 minutes of your time, I can probably work something out for you that'll be very agreeable.
Grand Chute Auto understands how life works. 300 North Endell Drive, Appleton. Check out GrandChuteAuto.com. To qualify buyer and down payment, limited finance area.
Answers to Energy Question Spotlight. Bill Schultz today being joined by Jasper Drangler, Chimney Mechanics. And again, to get in touch with Jasper and his crew, it is 471-5223, 471-5223. That is in Shawano, but you go all over the place.
Yes, we do. We travel. We cover the entire state of Wisconsin, northern Illinois, the entire UP. We really don't advertise outside of northeast Wisconsin. It's mostly word of mouth, you know. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of clients who are working on their second home or their lake house up here. And then we go down to Milwaukee, Chicago, and work on their regular home, and vice versa.
Well, and I got to tell you, on a personal level, I am so damn proud of you. I mean, when we first started working together, you know, you knew what you wanted to do, but I don't know if you knew how to get to where you wanted to go. But now, before we went on the air, you had told me you are now, with your size of your company, you're now the second largest in the state?
Yes, our company has more certifications working in our doors than anyone else other than one company out of Milwaukee.
That is so cool. That is, I am so proud of you. Now, certification, we got to talk about that, because a lot of people say, oh yeah, I could do your chimney, I could do that. Talk about certification, what's involved with.
The amazing thing is, in the state of Wisconsin, where we have so many people who use wood to heat their house as a primary or secondary source, the state of Wisconsin has no regulations on the chimney sweeping industry. Hmm. Anybody can go get a ladder and a brush and say that they're in business tomorrow.
Wow.
So the certifications, the insurance, and the licenses that we carry, for the most part, are voluntary. But the amount of things that could go wrong during the course of a chimney inspection, the amount of liability that we take on by telling people it's okay to play with matches and start a fire in their living room,
yeah,
is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why would you allow someone that you found off Craigslist to come in and play with fire in your home?
Live fire in your house.
So I take it very seriously. There is a certified technician on every single crew that leaves our shop. Many times you're getting a crew that combined will have 4 or 5 certifications underneath their belts. And, you know, we have all the proper liability insurance. And we have a Wisconsin building contractor's license. So we've covered ourselves. We take our job seriously. And, you know, I like telling people, I've got 4 kids at home. I'm not going to do anything in your house that I wouldn't do in mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I treat every home as if maybe one of my children is friends with yours and they're going to have a sleepover this weekend. So I'm taking your personal safety in your house extremely serious. Just this morning, I had a guy laugh at me for taking off my shoes before I walked into his house. I said, you know, when I get home, I have to take my shoes off in my house. I'm definitely doing it in yours.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just how we do business.
Yeah. Training. A lot of people, again, I think, would take for granted that, okay, you clean chimneys. Well, what training is involved? You don't even need certification in Wisconsin. Okay. But you train all the time.
Yeah, we never stop.
Yeah.
I'm actually going, you know, I'm a master Wisconsin chimney sweep. There's less than 30 of us ever, okay, in the history of the state of Wisconsin,
wow,
which is amazing. But I never stop training. I'm actually going to be attending a class down in Kentucky for a week in March, because I still have a lot to learn. It is amazing how many times, after doing this for over 18 years, I still run into stuff in people's homes that I haven't seen before. And I need to know what I'm looking at. I need to know how to tackle this project. And believe it or not, the wood-burning industry is still evolving. There's still new products coming out on the market that I need to know how to service them, and I need to train my guys, not only for the homeowner's safety, but so that they don't damage some of these new high-tech systems that are coming out on the market. The EPA is changing regulations again, so that a lot more catalytic units are coming out, and these need to be cleaned and serviced in a proper manner. You can't just shove a vacuum and a brush in there, or you'll damage an expensive unit.
Mm-hmm. So, and then with the certification and also the training that you do, again, I think it goes back to that responsibility that you feel when you walk in the door, and sometimes you just take it for granted. Again, it's a live fire, ladies and gentlemen, in the middle of your home a lot of times. You know, you gotta factor that in.
Yeah, it's amazing. I get emails every day. Someone will send me a picture of their fireplace and ask, is this safe to use? And today I got one. The lady wants to put a gas log in it. There wasn't even a chimney hooked up to it. And the answer is no, ma'am.
No.
No, not at all. You can't use that. And I can't tell from all these photos, you know, the termination height. I can't tell what's in the venting system. We really need to come out and look at it in person to check clearances, check the codes, make sure that these are proper installations. But it's pretty sad sometimes from a little picture on a computer screen when I have to tell you, please do not use that in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about, I mentioned this before the break, a lot of people, you know, you get up there in years and you love the fireplace, you love the heat, but you don't like moving the wood anymore. Whether it be a physical or just getting tired of doing it. In converting a fireplace from wood burning to gas What is involved in that?
Well, most fireplaces can be converted to either a gas insert or a gas log set. The difference is, what are your expectations out of the unit? Do you just want to enjoy a fire, or do you want this thing to be heat producing? So I'll be more than happy to come out, take measurements, talk through your ideas, what you want to accomplish. And it's amazing. Every year, I turn as many fireplaces from wood to gas as I do gas to wood.
Really?
And it's really simple. People have different needs and wants. A young couple moving into a home, looking to save on energy. They don't want to give the gas bill. They don't want a big gas bill. So they're going to try to burn wood and save some money and play lumberjack on weekends. And that's awesome. And then I have just as many customers who, you know, I'm getting old. I don't want to cut wood. I don't want to carry wood. I'm sick of a mess. But I love fire, and I don't want this big, beautiful fireplace to go to waste. So what can we do to make it functional and safe? So everybody has different needs, wants, and desires, and we're able to accommodate you with whatever you want.
What do you like?
I burn a lot of wood.
Yeah, I can't go to gas.
I have a goal of not using more than one tank of LP throughout a calendar year. And I've just updated my water heater now, so it'll be more efficient. But I'm just about there. And when I first bought my house, before I had a high-efficiency wood-burning insert, I was on 3.5 to 4 tanks a year.
Wow. Holy cow. Jasper Drangler with us. Chimney Mechanics, again, the number to reach him is 920-471-5223. That's 920-471-5223. Go to his website, too, chimneymechanics.com, because you've got some neat pictures and stuff on there too, videos.
Yeah, check out chimneymechanics.com and also check out Chimney Mechanics on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
We're constantly posting projects up there, and we get some people that like them. And you can ask us questions. It's amazing in this day and age how many people Facebook message Chimney Mechanics to make appointments, ask questions, send photos in.
Cool.
You can contact us any way, shape, or form you please.
Here's a dream. When you have a fireplace, and I'm thinking, and I don't know when this would ever happen, but you have the fireplace in the living room, and then the chimney goes up, in my case, goes up to the middle of the house, which borders our bedroom. Could you make a fireplace up there in the bedroom that would go off the same chimney, or do you need another chimney? How does that work?
Well, in your particular house, you've got two flues going up your chimney. One goes down to your water heater.
Yep.
And if I remember right with the sizing, I could possibly put a direct vent gas fireplace into that chimney. Or if we put an outside wall, we don't need a chimney.
Okay.
As far as wood burning, the way your house is set up right now, we would have to add another flue because we can't share. Your fireplace has to be all by itself.
Okay.
But there might be room for a vent in the other flue where you have that small water heater liner. Okay. But gas fireplaces, you can put them just about anywhere, and I can vent them.
But I would guess that's one of those common things that you get from people. I have one fireplace, love it, but now I want a fireplace upstairs or downstairs.
Yeah, we can put a fireplace just about anywhere. It's just a matter of if we have to take up some floor space for a wood-burning system. But a gas fireplace, you point anywhere in your house, and I can put one there.
Okay. How long does the cleaning take when you need to get your fireplace cleaned?
A basic fireplace cleaning takes roughly an hour. Some of the high-efficiency units with lots of baffles and twists and turns that need to be addressed can take up to 3 hours, but that's not too common. Most of my guys are really good at what they do, and an hour is usually enough time. Some of the prefab fireplaces that are on the market really don't take a lot of time to clean. You know, they're 20 to 40 minutes at times. But the cleaning is just half of it. The inspection that comes along, that's where we find the problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cleaning just gives us a chance to do an inspection and check out the rest of the system.
Give me your opinion on looking at a gas fireplace at one of the local hardware or box stores. Why and what happens there?
Well, I consider that job security most of the time. Next time you buy something there and you can't figure out why it doesn't work, give the store a call and see how much help they are. It's fine. You know, I'm a big do-it-yourselfer. I try to do a lot of things around my house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty handy. There are a lot of times where I know I need to call a professional.
Yeah.
If you Don't be ashamed. If you have installed something yourself and you want a second opinion, if you just want me to come by and check your install and make sure it's safe, there's no shame in that. Give me a call. I'll be more than happy to come over. I would much rather find an issue than read about it in the paper the next day.
Right. What's the common issue that you do find?
Clearances aren't meant.
Okay.
We find that all the time. You know, it doesn't matter how many warning labels are on things, how many stickers that say the clearance is on them. I find that all the time. And there's actually a picture circulating right now one of my guys took where they went to a big box store. They bought all the parts that they could have possibly needed, but they didn't put them together in the right order.
Uh-huh.
And it's comical for us in the industry, but when you step back and look at it through the eyes of someone else, it made sense. That's how it fit. But yeah, there's no shame in it. If you tried to save some money and bought something, I'll come out, we'll fix it, we'll get you the parts that you may or may not have, we'll hook it up properly. We're not going to laugh at you. But I would much
rather not to your face.
Well, we're polite. But
see, that rings true. I'm famous for that. When it went together, it just didn't put it together in the right order.
Every single deer hunting season, we get calls from wives that want us to do one of three things. They want us to come check what their husband installed while he's out of town. They want us to finish the project he didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want us to do the cleaning and do the inspection that she's not sure he did properly.
There we go.
And there's no shame in it.
Give us
a call. We'll check it out.
He's your protector right there. Jasper Drangler, the chimney mechanic. And, again, the number is 920-471-5223, 920-471-5223, or you can go to chimneymechanics.com. This breezed by. Hey, good seeing you. Thanks.
You too, sir. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Listen next week as we spotlight another business and show you ways to save hundreds and thousands of dollars on energy. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please call 230-0801 and speak with Phil Schultz.
Spotlight being brought to you by Chimney Mechanics.